This is episode number 2446 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 19th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, that was quick. Yesterday, Ryan Seacrest was a guest on Live with Kelly and Mark.
What? Didn't he just leave, like,
yeah,
yesterday?
Less than a month ago.
Wow. Now, he must not have had any guests. Oh, that's right. Well, Rudy Giuliani had a court date, so he couldn't be on Live yesterday. No, I'm kidding. They'll never have Ryan Seacrest on again.
No. Mark was filling him in on all the things he's missed since he left the show.
Aw, poor Ryan.
He says, you miss ballroom dancing, menopause myths.
Oh, my.
Couples therapy. Those great segments. And Ryan says, looks like I got out in the nick of time.
In the nick of time. Well, Ryan wouldn't have been there for relationship stuff or whatever. Well,
No.
You know, couples.
Season
therapy.
Finale of American Finale.
American Idol is coming up.
That's
right. It's May. I don't watch regular TV anymore. I'm an appointment television watcher only. I mean, I don't even DVR stuff anymore. I figure, well, I'll find it somewhere on one of these streaming services that I pay money for and don't watch. No, it's true. It is true, right? Wow.
Well, I guess that is true.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot.
Have you watched any of the American Idol this year?
I've watched clips.
Have you watched any of The Voice?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No, but I'm partial to American Idol.
You also watch on your phone. You don't watch on the TV, right?
Yeah.
You watch clips.
I watch story arcs.
I gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
You know.
No, that makes sense.
Right now I'm kind of binging all the ER story arcs. And
ER?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so 1995.
But I love ER. I've always loved ER.
Yeah, no, it ran at least 5 seasons too long.
So you can get story arcs of anything. So SVU.
SVU. That's
the other Law and Order
for a long time.
The original Law and Order.
Wow, but didn't they bring that back? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the original one with Lumiere.
Lumiere. That's Jerry Orbach.
Yeah.
Can't bring him back. Not yet. We're working on it. Okay, we're working on the whole.
Anytime.
Yeah. So anyway, so Rye was on with Kelly.
Yeah, and Mark.
And Mark, whatever.
So I didn't watch because, you know, why would I?
Why? Yeah, right. Why
pretty sure.
Right.
You know, we know he was stumping for the finale.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because, you know, why else would he fly to New York during finale season?
Right.
One has to wonder if Kelly is all that content working alongside the old ball and chain. You know, we'll see how their ratings work out.
I think at some point she's just going to, can you imagine? I mean, look, there are days, I mean, I love my spouse. But if I had to work with my spouse every day, I would probably have days where I'm just like, good morning. And it would be very tough, you know, to kind of get into, especially if you had a fight the night before. And it's like, you're still pissed off at each other when you get up in the morning. It's like, I'm not talking.
You're a fighter,
today.
Not a lover.
Right. So.
Nah. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work. I just don't think anybody cares, to be honest with you, at this point. And again, I bring up the whole point about watching TV live.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal anymore.
Some people, I mean, there are people, especially if they're tuning in that day or they're home or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, but even a show with the name Live can be streamed tomorrow on Hulu. So,
of course it can.
I'm just saying.
It's mostly live.
To Consuelo and Ripa.
Kind of live.
And Seacrest on the side.
You know, if we've ever wondered if people listen to podcasts, here's proof.
Oh?
Actor Rachel Bilson famously joked on her podcast that she'd like to be manhandled during sex.
Wow. Wow.
Well, it basically has cost her a job.
Has it really? Yeah. Wow.
You remember
Maybe I should rethink my podcast today. What am I kidding? I don't got a job.
You remember cute little Rachel?
Yeah.
She was Summer on the OC.
Yeah.
And then she did those provocative Magnum chocolate.
Oh, did that make you want to buy those Magnums, the chocolate bars? She was like, on a stick with the chocolate bar, not so much her, but the chocolate bar, sex on a stick, man. The slow-mo and the, like, glistened in the sun.
Well, she's never really been able to match the level of stardom in the 15 years since OC was on the air.
God, has it been that long?
And she has a weekly podcast because, you know, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Broad Ideas, B-R-O-A-D.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, broad ideas. Broad. Take that for what you will.
Yeah, okay.
So Rachel claims that the wheels were in motion for her to work on a project.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, I understand it was an endorsement, but I don't know for what kind of product.
Well, it was taken away from her on the heels of her sexy remarks, which she said were taken out of context and were meant to be funny.
Well, I mean, look, the word manhandled is kind of, it's kind of me too, isn't it? You know? I mean, I get it if you're just joking around with your friends in a podcast. Like, man, would I like to be manhandled by him? You know, I can
see
that.
What's wrong with that?
I know. But it's like the cancel culture. It's the Me Too thing. It's like, I get it. Maybe we're a little too. Too.
I know.
I get it. I understand.
Well, she says it sucks to be rejected for basically making a joke about the bedroom.
Yeah. Like Kelly Ripa does it every day in front of her husband on live TV on the Disney Channel. So, I mean, why? She's on a podcast, for God's sake.
Well, Rachel also famously said she never experienced a big O until she was 38.
I think I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Sad, huh?
Sad.
Sad
very
emoji
sad.
For Rachel.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's got a podcast. I mean, I know that big business is podcasting. So, no, I mean, she's a wonderful actor. I know she's had bit parts and she's done things.
She's
and
done
if
stuff.
We still had the Love Boat, Rachel would have been on several episodes.
She would have,
of
yes.
that. She fits that mold.
And Fantasy Island.
I miss the OC, though. I will say, and I mean,
show.
This dates me. I'm sorry. But I got into the OC more than I got into 90210.
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah,
really
yeah.
did. And 90210, I mean, that was the 90s, man. That was it. That was the it show.
Yeah.
And we should have been into it. But no, the OC comes along, what, 7-8 years after the 90s are over. And you know, there you go.
The OC was awesome until, like, the last season.
All of them are.
Yeah. Then they all get weird.
That's why I'm concerned about watching the last season of Yellowstone. It's like, nah, is this really going to be worth it?
Well, take Scandal. Scandal was awesome in the beginning.
Did you see Scandal, the whole thing? I didn't.
No,
I didn't. Talked to people who have finished binging it just recently, and mm-hmm. it's been years. And they said, the last season was okay.
Because it was really good in the beginning.
Super good in the beginning.
And then it took a left at Albuquerque.
I will tell you this. I will watch anything with Kerry Washington on it. If she's on the side of a milk carton, I'll watch that too. With our apologies to Kerry Washington and Halle Berry. Or Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.